Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 55. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 29. Cooler on Thursday, sunny with a high of 44, and cloudy skies Thursday night with a low around 22. Even cooler by Friday, cloudy with a high of 34, and mostly cloudy with a low around 21 into Friday night. There will be a chance for some snow showers on Saturday, cloudy with a high nearing 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. An arrest has been made in connection to a shooting that happened earlier this month in southwest Topeka. The Topeka Police Department asked for the community's help in locating a suspect for a shooting that happened on November 17th in the 900 block of Southwest Henderson Road in Topeka. On Tuesday, Lenexa Police Department notified Topeka Police Department they had Dawson L. Upton, 24, of Topeka, in custody. Now, that's according to a press release from the Topeka Police Department. Topeka PD then took custody of Upton, arrested him on counts of aggravated assault, criminal possession of a weapon by a felon, and aggravated battery. Law enforcement authorities investigating a homicide that occurred in the 2000 block of North 18th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, have identified the victim as 32-year-old Darius Fant of Kansas City, Kansas. Shortly after midnight on Saturday, police were dispatched to a shots fired call, and first responders found Fant, who had been struck by gunfire in a parking lot, and was pronounced deceased at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus Kane is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or SevenClans.com. Marcus Kane, live in concert, December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A ransom man found guilty of sexually assaulting a child in 2015 was sentenced to life in prison on Monday in Ellis County District Court. Robert Wayne Evil, 54, was arrested last year and charged in Ellis County with one count each of aggravated criminal sodomy, attempted rape, aggravated indecent liberties with a child, along with criminal threat. According to court documents, Evo was accused of assaulting a child who was 10 years old at the time between June 1st of 2015 and August 31st of the same year. The Riley County Police Department activity reports indicates that just after 11 p.m. on Monday, law enforcement officials in the 1000 block of Thurston Street in Manhattan made an arrest in connection to a narcotics investigation. Riley County PD said Coulter Weeks, 30, of Wamego, was arrested and booked into the Riley County Jail on possession of opiates, use or possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Court records show 27-year-old Ryan Rivera Meister pleaded no contest and was convicted on Tuesday of felony attempted child abuse. Rivera Meister was accused of killing 16-month-old Xavier Ruiz Alvarado in August of 2016. Court records indicate the child, who Rivera Meister had been watching for his girlfriend, died from head and stomach wounds consistent with blunt force. Rivera Meister is being held at the Hall County Detention Center. He'll be sentenced on February 26th of next year. The max penalty for a conviction on felony attempted child abuse is 50 years in prison. The Douglas County Health Department says it's seeing an increase in COVID-19, flu, and RSV cases. Being up to date on your vaccinations is part of what the health department recommends to help protect yourself against respiratory viruses. They also recommend you wash your hands and cover your cough. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brenda Spencer with the Kansas State Historic Preservation Office addressed downtown Marysville business owners Thursday morning, as she is currently doing building surveys, which will be used to define a historic district, which could qualify much of the downtown area for potential tax credits and grants toward rehabilitation, restoration, and improvement efforts. Her work was initiated by the Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Spencer talks about the Register of Historic Places.
Register of Historic Places is the country's official list of historically significant properties. The Register of Kansas Historic Places is our state's official list of historically significant properties. The National Register was established in 1966. The Kansas Register was established in 1977. Though all properties included in the National Register in Kansas are also listed on the State Register, not all properties listed in the State Register are listed on National Register.
Significant benefits include the distinction, ability to retain historic character, and the financial incentives for work done on contributing properties.
The primary benefits, or the primary pros to establishing a historic district in your downtown, is reputation, it's tourism, it's promotional efforts based on, there are travelers that go visit historic districts. It does help protect the historic character of your building, as communities experience growth.
The boundary would include all buildings between Center and Broadway extending from 5th to 11th Streets, those properties north of Center from 6th to 9th Streets, and those south of Broadway from 8th to 10th. This area includes 86 potential units with historic character at least 50 years old. As the study moves to an application phase, a majority of building owners in the district would decide if the project moves forward.
The primary benefits, or the primary pros to establishing a historic district in your downtown, is reputation, it's tourism, it's promotional efforts based on, there are travelers that go visit historic districts. It does help protect the historic character of your building, as communities experience growth.
Brenda Spencer noted that restrictions as to building improvements or renovations would only be under state supervision if the project were being used toward tax credits. Any work done with private investment will not be subject to any restrictions unless work is done which would require a city building permit. Interim City Administrator Jeff Peterson was present and noted that only major projects currently require a city permit, but the council may be well served in pursuing additional incentives or rules for consistency if a historic district designation is desired.
In my opinion, it really is all or nothing. Majority rules, you guys are going to decide whether you want to proceed with the historic district.
Work on the building surveys continues, and application details could be finalized toward the first of next year. The entire application and approval process could take until late 2024 or 2025 to be complete, allowing for tax credit applications and incentives. At such time, if the project is fully approved, any application for tax credits would be subject to State Preservation Office review to ensure compliance with restrictions, and then could be eligible for up to 40% credits for improvements to contributing properties within the historic district. A Christmas lighting ceremony is planned Friday evening 5 until 7 at the Pony Plaza in downtown Marysville. Small Business Saturday is November 25th. 48th Annual Odell Craft Show is Saturday, hosted by the Odell Area Community Enrichment, and runs from 9 until 3. Barnes Annual Light and Horse-Drawn Parade is Saturday evening. The parade begins at 7. Blue Rivers Area Mercy Meals, Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas, will be packing 60,000 meals Monday, November 27th, at the Odell Community Building. They're in need of volunteers and will run at least 4 lines on each of 6 shifts, 2 hours per time shift. Time slots are 8 to 10, 10 to noon, noon to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 6, and 6 to 8 p.m. Help on the cleanup shift also appreciated. Volunteers may contact the State Bank of Odell to sign up for a shift or learn more on Facebook at Mercy Meals Odell. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today is Sloppy Joe with baked beans, broccoli, and plums. They are closed Thursday and Friday. Monday's menu is chicken strips with a biscuit, beets, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying nice and sunny today with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s. Cooler throughout Thanksgiving, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Even cooler throughout Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. And cloudy skies continue into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered snow showers throughout Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and more snow possible into Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Clearing up on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunny and a bit warmer into Monday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and still clear into Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. And still more sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 52, record high on this date 73. The average low 29 and the record low was 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:18, sunset this evening at 5:09. A chilly 24 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey everyone, join us at Fitted for our Black Friday and Small Business Saturday extravaganza. Enjoy up to 60% off stylish tops and shoes. The perfect time to elevate your wardrobe and get started on your holiday shopping. Remember, supporting local means supporting dreams. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted. Swing by our downtown Seneca store for details. This is Whitney, owner of Fitted, inviting you to snag the best deals this season. See you there.
Ashley Homestore in Beatrice says thank you as Stan and Judy Meyer are retiring and selling the operations effective December 1st. They thank all of their loyal friends and customers. As a small token of appreciation, 100% of sales last Thursday were donated to the food pantries in Beatrice, Wymore, Marysville, and Fairbury, with a whopping $12,700 contributed. All staff will remain with the store in transition to new owners of the Ashley Home Store at the Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Down goes number one. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. At the Maui Invitational, top-ranked Kansas faced off against number 4 Marquette. The Golden Eagles led by 10 at the half and continued to dominate in the second half.
Sean Jones back to Gold. Gold trying to screen for Kolek. Can't. Back to Sean Jones outside the arc. Gold is open again. He'll try another three.
Good and again. There it is again.
Good again. Marquette's lead is 15.
Steve the Homer True with the call on Learfield. Marquette easily dispatched the Jayhawks 73-59. In the previous game, second-ranked Purdue tangled with number 7 Tennessee. Up 4 with just under a minute left. Boilermakers sophomore guard Braden Smith extended the lead.
Braden Smith guarded closely by Ziegler. Shot clock at 15. We're at 1 minute to go. Braden will drive. He'll shoot a floater. He'll make it. He'll make it. Purdue's up 70. 70-64.
The call on Learfield. Purdue edge Tennessee 71-67. They'll face Marquette in the Maui Invitational Final. In season tournament night in the NBA, in Philadelphia, the Cavs blew a fourth quarter lead, the Sixers forcing overtime in the fifth quarter.
Garland floats it up from the free throw line short, got his own rebound, resets to 14. Now a no-look pass Porter to Allen, who scores up close.
The call on ESPN Radio. Jared Allen put the Cavs up one late. Cleveland holds on for a 122-119 decision. A crazy one in the Pacers-Hawks tilt in Atlanta. Tied at 152 with under a minute left. Buddy Hield came up clutch for Indiana.
Right side of the floor. Gives it up to Hield. Hield against Bogdanovich. A contested three, and he hit another one.
The call on 1070, the Fan. Hield gave the Pacers the lead for good. Indiana defeats Atlanta 157-152. Lakers routed the Jazz 131-99. Kevin Durant scored 31 to move up to 11th all-time in points as the Suns beat the Blazers 120-107. And the Magic defeated the Raptors 126-107. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Jayhawk basketball this afternoon. Pregame at 1 live on FM 95.5. State championship football Saturday. Axtell at Newton. 3:30 kickoff.
Professional Barber Stylists knows Thanksgiving is a time to be thankful for all the things you love and cherish in your life. So take a moment to be happy for what you have and don't dwell on what you don't. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from your friends at Professional Barber Stylists in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
State purpose of visit.
Well, it looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Did you know you can choose your family? AgriGold is proud to offer 6 different genetic families and a dedicated team that can simplify your seed selection process. When you choose AgriGold, you partner with the only choice for elite seed and top-tier service. That means access to unique genetics playbook and a team that asks the right questions to know your needs. Pick the seed that gets the most from every acre next season. Contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply or Helena Agri Enterprises to place your AgriGold order today.
My name is Norman Jurgensen. I'm an 8th-year member of the Bars and Boosters 4-H Club. I am most thankful for all the love and support I get from my friends, family, and my community. And happy Thanksgiving.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we start off a Wednesday today. Good middle of the week to you and good day prior to Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving Eve here with the Mid-America Ag Network. As we start off trading just a little bit, yesterday we wrapped up grain slightly higher, livestock slightly lower on the day. Today, when markets do open, it is the final full trading day of the week before the Thanksgiving holiday. Markets closed on Thursday, back open for a half a day again on Friday. But wrapping up some of the numbers from yesterday, the corn market was slightly in the green by the end of trading on Tuesday, with December corn finishing a half a cent higher at 470 even a bushel. March was up by 1.5 cents at 489 even. And wheat, December KC wheat was up 5.25 on the day to 615 3/4. March KC wheat was up 5.25 at 625 1/2 cents. In the oats market, they saw some decent gains at the end. Bit of a rally there. December oats finishing 10 3/4 cents higher to 358 even. March was up by 12 cents at 375 1/4 cents. Looking at your soybean market, they saw a bit of a jump as well right towards the end. January beans finishing 10 cents up at 1377 1/4. March was up 9 3/4 at 1393. In the meal, December in the red by $1 at 459 20 cents, with the soybean oil up $1.08. finishing at 54 19 cents. Looking at your canola market, January was slightly higher as well at $4.50 to 721 20 cents. March was up 490 at 725 30 cents. And the cotton market slightly in the red, with December down 63 cents to 77.34. March down 56 cents at 80 69 cents. In the livestock market yesterday, we saw mostly red across the board. December live cattle was down 47 cents at 175 even. Feeders were in the red at $1.52 at 228.32. And the lean hogs took a hit with December down $2.17 at 68.17. We'll see what's in store today. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert.
Cattle producers may be making management decisions regarding their replacement heifers. K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner discusses factors that impact producers' finances and the heifers' rations. Warner begins by explaining what factors make this year unique for managing replacement heifers.
I think this is a really important year for folks to be reviewing replacement heifer decisions and just keeping in mind what their overall goals and objectives are for their operation, really for a couple of reasons. The first is that we've had a lot of variability in terms of our moisture and forage conditions around the state this year, and that certainly is going to have a big impact on how producers will look at the decision to keep females and expand the cow herd, or if they decide to go ahead and market those females for feeder calves. And the other aspect is that they're going to bring a lot of money. Cost of feeder calves is really important. So a couple of things for folks to keep in mind there.
He lists what traits producers should look for when selecting their replacement heifers.
I think it's really important for producers to go back and study your calving records really well. We always want to be thinking about trying to select those females that were born at the beginning of the calving season for us, because one, those females are going to be older and they're going to be more developed, but then also too, that means they got bred earlier. We want to go back and look and make sure that that female was not born to a cow that had any calving difficulty. The other thing that we want to keep in mind too is things like teat and udder conformation are really important. If you make notes or comments on teat and udder conformation and you record that at calving, make sure you go back and you look at that, because there is a genetic link or there is a certain degree of heritability as far as teat and udder conformation goes. And so we want to be making sure that we're selecting females. They're going to have desirable teat and udder suspension and conformation as we make decisions and bring those females back into the herd. So those are some key important things that we always want to think about when we're making decisions on which females.
No sale this Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're closed for Thanksgiving and will be back on the regular schedule next week. Call any of their fieldmen or the sale barn for early consignment listings. Again, no sale this week. Happy Thanksgiving from Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
The odds of getting struck by lightning are getting smaller and smaller. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 22nd, the 326th day of the year. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis celebrates a birthday, and the Beatles' White Album was released on this day in 1968. Only a few decades ago, several hundred Americans were killed by lightning each year. That number has declined to a dozen or two. What's going on? Lightning hasn't decreased, but our culture has. The declining number of farmers may be the prime reason. Once the most likely victims of lightning strikes, there are fewer farmers out in the fields today. We're also spending less time outdoors in general. During bad weather, most of us are in cars or huddled indoors. Medical training gets some credit, too, with emergency personnel now better equipped to treat victims. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 25 degrees at sunrise. Highs well into the 50s will be our warmest readings for a week or so. Middle 40s on Thanksgiving Thursday, dropping into the middle 30s by Friday, Saturday, with a winter mix of precipitation possible Saturday as we head into the weekend.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. The Kansas Jayhawks couldn't get anything going on offense as the Marquette Golden Eagles defense smothered KU, holding off the number one team in the country 73-59 in the Maui Invitational Classic. Kevin McCullough Jr. paced Kansas with 24 points and 8 rebounds. Hunter Dickinson had 13 points and 8 rebounds. And beyond the 12-minute mark, no other Jayhawks scored more than 3 points. KU will wrap up the Maui Invitational in the semifinals against Tennessee this afternoon at 2:30 on ESPN2. After a win over its arch rival in Kansas, the Kansas State Wildcats remain in the top 25 rankings. The latest college football playoff ranking has K-State at number 19 compared to number 21 last week. However, after the loss, the Jayhawks fell out of the top 25. The Cats now have senior day on Saturday against Iowa State with kickoff at 7 p.m. on Fox, Mid-American Network Sports.
Beware of the fog. The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big-time thundering slam!
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Jayhawk basketball this afternoon, pregame at 1 live on FM 95.5. State championship football Saturday, Axtell at Newton, 3:30 kickoff. Join the small business celebration this Saturday, November 25th in downtown Marysville. Register from 8 till 9 a.m. The first 100 shoppers receive a goodie bag provided by Marysville Chamber Businesses. Grab a free Christmas photo at Santa's house, fill out your holiday wish list, catch hourly promotions, and a free showing of Wish at the Astro 3 Theater. Enjoy the fun and shop local this Small Business Saturday and this holiday season in Marysville. An invitation from Hometown Lumber and Hardware, RX Drugstore, The Wagon Wheel, and Feldkamp's Furniture Mart.
Surprise the man in your life with something he really wants, more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift-giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
RX Drugstore in Marysville is ready to meet your prescription needs with prompt and convenient service. Refills are easy. Order by phone, on the web, or through their mobile app. Can't make it in to pick up your prescription? No problem. Free in-town delivery is offered in Marysville, Frankfort, and Beatty. Your local Health Mart pharmacy provides prescription, over-the-counter, and durable medical equipment services for all your healthcare needs. Thank you for choosing RX Drugstore as your pharmacy. Stop in and visit them today.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase 4 $25 gift cards and receive 2 $25 gift cards free. This is one deal you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth from the Wagon Wheel.
If you're in the market for top-notch furniture and appliances, look no further than Feldkamp's Furniture. They've got it all. Name brand furniture that'll transform your home and a wide selection of appliances to make your life easier. They understand your busy lifestyle and are open 7 days a week so you can shop at your convenience any day you choose. And the best part? They offer no interest financing options. Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville, your one-stop shop for quality furniture, appliances, and more.
An invitation to shop local this holiday season from Hometown Lumber and Hardware, RX Drugstore, The Wagon Wheel, and Feldkamp's Furniture Mart.
KNDY.
When the ground beneath you starts shaking, and you forget the place we came. When you're lost and looking for a way home, your way home to me, I'll come out and find you. If you feel the darkness coming, rising inside, I'll make the light to guide you back home.
When you feel the darkness come.